Welcome to the Factual Forecast, a look at the week's biggest stories and what they mean from the editors at Factual. I'm Jimmy Levis. Today is March 21st, and in this week's forecast, we've got a major internet outage in West and Central Africa, elections in Slovakia and Senegal, talks between the Polish and Ukrainian governments, and the anniversary of a Wall Street Journal reporter being detained in Russia. You can also read about these stories and more in our weekly newsletter, which you'll find a link to in the show notes. Up first, we'll take a look at a major internet disruption affecting multiple countries in Africa. For more on that, I've got Factual Senior Editor, Sophie Perrier. Hello, Sophie.
Hey, Jimmy.
Sophie, it's always great to have you on the podcast talking about Africa. Hoping you can tell us a bit about the internet issues wreaking havoc there. What's going on?
Absolutely. So internet access was disrupted on the 15th of March for 8 countries in West and Central Africa by an incident affecting undersea network cables. The Ivory Coast, Liberia, and Benin were the most heavily affected, although disruption was also reported in Ghana and Nigeria. Outages were also initially reported in parts of South Africa, but these appear to have since resolved for the most part.
And what's the latest? Any new developments?
Well, the West African telecoms provider Main One says the outage was caused by damage to cables in the Atlantic Ocean between the Ivory Coast and Senegal. The damage has been attributed to some sort of seismic activity, most likely an undersea earthquake, which caused a landslide. Given the distance from land and the depth of the cable, any sort of human intervention has been ruled out at this stage.
Obviously, this is going to have impacted quite a number of people, but what kind of reactions have you seen? Have governments indicated how they're going to fix the problem?
Well, the region's nascent digital economy has been severely impacted by the outages, as businesses are not able to consistently access basic services like email and internet banking. In terms of fixing the issue, Main One has dispatched a vessel to the site of the rupture, but full restoration of connectivity is expected to take a minimum of 5 weeks. In the meantime, some network providers have rerouted services through undersea cables in Brazil, while others have transferred services to a complex network of overland cables.
Well, you know, considering all that, what do you think folks should be watching for next?
Well, aside from the economic disruption, there's a risk the outages give rise to disinformation, with people unable to access verified or contemporaneous information via local media sites or other credible sources. This is a particularly pertinent concern for West Africa, which accounts for almost 40% of disinformation campaigns on the continent, according to the Africa Center for Strategic Studies. I'm concerned for Senegal, especially, which is holding its delayed presidential election on Sunday. Now, if internet access is disrupted, this could limit coverage of any violence surrounding the vote and could undermine the democratic process there.
Well, Sophie, we'll pause there for today, but thank you so much for getting us up to speed. Always appreciate your updates.
Thanks for having me.
Slovakia will hold the first round of its presidential election on Saturday. Almost a dozen candidates are in the running to succeed outgoing President Zuzana Čaputová. The former foreign minister Ivan Korčok and parliamentary speaker Robert Pellegrini are the current frontrunners. Of course, the Slovakian presidency is mainly a symbolic post, with the day-to-day running of the country carried out by the prime minister. That role is currently held by Robert Fico, who was elected in 2023. Fico's government has a strong pro-Russian tilt, which the current president Čaputová has tempered up to this point. That dynamic would likely continue if Korčok were to win. He oversaw significant Slovakian military aid to Ukraine when he was foreign minister. However, the other frontrunner, Pellegrini, is much more pro-Russian and would support Fico's pro-Russian stance. This would likely threaten ongoing Slovakian military aid to Ukraine. Neither candidate is expected to hold an outright majority, meaning Slovakia is likely heading for a presidential runoff election on April 6th. Senegal will hold its presidential election on Sunday. The poll was originally due to take place February 25th, but it was indefinitely postponed by outgoing President Macky Sall over alleged corruption in the candidate approval process. Following mass protest and an intervention by the country's constitutional court, the vote was rescheduled for Sunday. Top opposition leader Ousmane Sonko has been released from prison, but is barred from participating in the vote. Still, he's vowed to support his compatriots in his PASTEF party. However, the government's candidate, the former Prime Minister Amadou Ba, is the favorite to win. Senegal is often thought of as a rare, stable democracy in West Africa, but delays to the election and violent protests have threatened that reputation. Further disruption is possible on Sunday, including a risk that the government cuts the internet to suppress coverage of any violence. Alongside the political instability, Senegal is also in economic trouble. About 36% of the people live in poverty, and nearly a third are out of the workforce. Government officials from Poland and Ukraine will meet in Warsaw next Thursday. They're gathering to discuss farmers' protests along their shared border. Demonstrations have been taking place since November. Polish farmers want the government to ban the import of agricultural products from Ukraine through the eastern border. They say Ukrainian products are cheaper and are creating unfair competition. Talks were held between Polish authorities and farmers earlier this month, but they broke down and no resolution was reached. Poland's President Andrzej Duda said his government is considering several measures, including closing the border entirely. However, this would have a major impact on the flow of military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had asked for talks to be held sooner, but Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said he wanted to stick to the March date. Friday marks the one-year anniversary since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained in Russia. Gershkovich was arrested in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg on March 29, 2023, on suspicion of espionage. The charge carries a potential sentence of up to 20 years. Both Gershkovich and the Wall Street Journal deny the charges, and Russian authorities have not provided any evidence. Gershkovich has been in pretrial detention for a year. He'll remain there until at least March 30th after Russian officials rejected his latest appeal last month. In an interview with conservative news personality Tucker Carlson last month, Russia's newly elected President Putin suggested Gershkovich could be released as part of a prisoner swap. In exchange, the U.S. would likely have to release a Russian national. There are several detained in the United States on cybersecurity-related charges. Putin said negotiations are underway, but no resolution has yet been reached. As always, thank you for listening to the Factual Forecast. We publish our forward-looking podcast and newsletter each Thursday to help you get a jump start on the week ahead. Please subscribe and review wherever you find your podcasts, and we'd love it if you'd consider telling a friend about us. Today's episode was produced with work from Factual editors Alex Moore, Avessa Maud, Jessica Fino, and Jaime Calle Moreno. Our interview featured senior editor Sophie Perrier, and our podcast is produced and edited by me, Jimmy Levis, with additional writing by Sophie Perrier. Our music comes courtesy of Andrew Gosby. Until next time, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or events we've missed, drop us a note by emailing hello@factual.com.